Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey, reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 68. The heaviest suffering for me was that it seemed to me that neither my prayers nor my good works were pleasing to God. I did not dare lift up my eyes to heaven. This caused me such great suffering during the community exercises in the chapel that one day Mother Superior, Raphael, called me aside after the exercises and said to me, "Sister, ask God for grace and consolation, because I can see for myself and the sisters keep telling me that the very sight of you evokes pity. I really do not know what to do with you, sister. I command you to stop tormenting yourself for no reason." But all these conferences with Mother Superior brought me no relief, nor did they clarify anything for me. Rather, even greater darkness hid God from me. I looked for help in the confessional, but not even there did I find it. A saintly priest wanted to help me, but I was so miserable that I couldn't even define my trouble, and that vexed me even more. A deathly sadness penetrated my soul to such an extent that I was unable to hide it, and it was apparent to those around me. I lost hope. The night was growing darker and darker. The priest, to whom I went to confession, said to me, "I see very special graces in you, sister, and I am not worried about you at all. Why are you torturing yourself in this way?" But at that time I did not understand at all what he was saying, and was extremely surprised when, by way of penance, I was ordered to say the Te Deum, or the Magnificat, or to run fast around the garden in the evening, or to laugh out loud 10 times a day. These penances were very surprising to me. But even with that, the priest was not able to give me much help. Evidently, God wanted me to give him glory through suffering. That priest consoled me, saying that in my present situation I was more pleasing to God than if I were filled with the greatest consolations. "It is a very great grace, sister," he told me, "that in your present condition, with all the torments of soul you are experiencing, you not only do not offend God, but you even try to practice virtues. I am looking into your soul, and I see God's great plans and special graces there. And seeing this, I give thanks to the Lord." But despite all that, my soul was in a state of torture, and in the midst of unspeakable torments, I imitated the blind man who entrusts himself to his guide, holding his hand firmly, not giving up obedience for a single moment. This was my only safety in this fiery trial. O Jesus, eternal truth, strengthen my feeble forces. You can do all things, Lord. I know that without you, all my efforts are in vain. O Jesus, do not hide from me, for I cannot live without you. Listen to the cry of my soul. Your mercy has not been exhausted. Lord, so have pity on my misery. Your mercy surpasses the understanding of all angels and people put together. And so, although it seems to me that you do not hear me, I put my trust in the ocean of your mercy, and I know that my hope will not be deceived. Only Jesus knows how burdensome and difficult it is to accomplish one's duties when the soul is so interiorly tortured, the physical powers so weakened, and the mind darkened. In the silence of my heart, I kept saying to myself, "O Christ, may delights, honor, and glory be yours, and suffering be mine. I will not lag one step behind as I follow you through thorns, though thorns wound my feet." In this passage, St. Faustina speaks about extreme spiritual dryness. I'm recording this podcast during Lent, and we're reminded of the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert fasting and praying. I'm sure he found little consolation during those times. St. Faustina was going through a desert experience. Her superiors and her confessor tried to reassure her that she was not displeasing to God in any way, but she felt no consolation, just dryness. She was enduring a real spiritual trial. Jesus allowed this because of St. Faustina's special vocation as a victim soul. Her sufferings, offered to God, helped others to open their hearts to God's graces. Maybe she was experiencing what others without faith would experience, the lack of a feeling of the presence of God. She had to walk by faith and not by sight. She compared herself to a blind person led by another. She said it's the only way that she was able to stay on the right path. And she offers a beautiful prayer, begging Jesus for help in the midst of her sufferings. I think from St. Faustina we can learn to be very honest with Jesus. Let's not try to put on a false front when we pray. Share your heart with Jesus. He really wants to help us. He knows us better than we know ourselves, so he's delighted when we open our heart to him. And even sharing our misery with him is very important. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help other people throughout the world find St. Faustina's Diary in a Year. Remember, Jesus promised St. Faustina in Diary number 1075, "Souls who spread the honor of divine mercy are protected by God like an infant by a gentle mother." Please help us spread the message of divine mercy. Thank you, and God bless you. Visit shopmercy.org to order your copy of Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska. It's available in print in English, Spanish, and Polish, and in English as an e-book, available now on shopmercy.org. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org.